Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 226, new every morning. Hear these words. Let them come in slowly. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations Chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. I need you to understand where those words were written. Not in a full sanctuary. Not in a moment of victory. They were born inside the ruins. Jerusalem destroyed, the people scattered, everything that stood reduced to rubble. And it was there, surrounded by ash and broken stones, that Jeremiah opens his mouth and declares the goodness of God. That is not easy optimism. That is faith, the most honest faith there is, the kind that is forged in suffering and still chooses to speak the truth about who God is. And the truth is this, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Never. It is not seasonal. It does not thin out when you are tired, when you have failed, when the day before was too heavy to carry. It is a current that does not stop, a spring that does not run dry. Not because you deserve it, but because the one who sustains it is God, and God does not need your circumstances to cooperate in order to be faithful. And there is more. God does not ration mercy in a fixed weekly supply, as though you have to stretch whatever is left from Monday all the way to Friday. No, he renews it, morning by morning, like the dew that covers the field before anyone is awake to see it. This morning right here, right now, carries its own portion of grace, fresh, full, not a remainder, something new. And that faithfulness, Jeremiah proclaims, in the rubble. It found its fullest, most definitive face in Jesus Christ, the Son who was not spared so that you and I could be reached. The mercy that is born at every dawn is not a pretty idea. It has roots driven deep into the cross. It has weight. It has history. It costs something real. So I want you to hear what I say next with everything you have. These renewed mercies are not a performance reward. They are not the prize for having prayed more yesterday, for having failed less, for having been more disciplined. They are a gift, the gift of a faithful Father. Faithful even when you are not. You do not need to drag yesterday's weight into this morning. What has been forgiven is forgiven. What you have handed to him can stay with him. So, today, the call is simple, but it carries weight. Before breakfast, before the phone, before anything else, stop. 2 minutes. Take a breath and say out loud, in your own words, not mine, one thing you are grateful for this morning. Just one thing. Let thankfulness be the first language of your day. Not because you have to be grateful, but because you have reason to be. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.